Expert Translator Interview Number 3, Ignacio Caballero.
My name is Adriana Tassini, and I am the head of the Certified Translation Professional Program. And this is an online training program for translators. And as part of running this program, we have interviewed many translation experts in the past, so we can offer audio recording of these interviews to the participants within our program. And today we are interviewing here Ignacio from Bolivia, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for taking the time. So Ignacio, can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
Well, I have many years. I have over 20 years of working on and off as a translator.
Right.
I began when I was I am almost fully bilingual. I was very fortunate.
That's
most
great.
Most of my schooling and most of my graduate work in the U.S., so I have a brand of English language. And a very, very sufficient provision command of Spanish. So I
right.
got to work as a translator during my student years, on and off. And now I have been translating permanently for the past 5 years.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And how many languages can you translate into? Just English into Spanish, or do you also translate into a different language?
I translate from English to Spanish and from Spanish to English.
Okay, nice. So do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
No, I have studied English very formally, but not... I have no academic formation in translation, just experience. As I said before, I've translated all kinds of documents, all kinds of literary work, but I have no formal education in translation.
All right. And can you tell us a little bit, what are the day-to-day responsibilities of the translation job?
Well, the day-to-day responsibility first responsibility is trying to accumulate a sufficient number of clients
right.
in order to have most of your time filled. And then I suppose that one of the responsibilities trying to deliver the highest quality translation possible and to meet those terrible deadlines that most translation agencies and clients put through the assignments.
All right, perfect. And for you, what do you think are some of the skills and abilities necessary for someone to succeed in this job?
Well, one of them is to be very, very proficient in both languages that you work with.
Right.
The other one is very accurate and trying to sustain the quality of translations at a given level, a minimum level. I think that those are the most important. I don't know if you have a more specific question.
Right, yeah, we're going to move on into that, and then you can clarify to us a little bit more.
Fine.
All right. And, you know, you have been working in the industry for a very long time. Do you use any specific language dictionary?
I use several dictionaries, like the classical English to Spanish dictionaries, English to English. I use Babylon National Online Dictionary, which I think is very good. I also use another very nice set of dictionaries, which is called Word Magic. I don't know if you know it.
Right.
I think that those are very good. And, of course, a lot of specialized glossaries that you can get online from different institutions, government, etc.
Perfect.
And I think that you have to use all of them and combine them with your basic skills.
Right. And for someone starting in the industry right now, what kind of work can a translator expecting to be doing the first, 1 to 3 years of their career? Are these the same type of works that, they're going to be doing after 5 or 6 years of experience, or it's a little bit different? It changes throughout time?
Well, when I started out as a translator, I mostly did translations for local agencies here in Bolivia, which include most of the international agencies, world, like the World Bank, American Development Bank, United Nations, all of the United Nations agencies, etc. But now I think it's much more efficient to try to work internationally, and internationally, most available jobs are in the field of general translation. I think that a translator starting out would have to be quite good and quite confident doing general translation at the beginning, and afterwards he or she should try to specialize in certain fields to which they are more inclined to.
Right. That makes sense. And many translators and participants with our program ask us about compensation levels in the industry. What do you think should a translator in the industry expect to make after working for 3 years as a translator? What would be realistic?
I think that a translator, translation is a very good field. It's a very good option. It's very competitive, and there's a lot of demand. But the demand has grown all with the globalization of the also the requirements for the translations have also grown. I think that to be realistic, the normal rates in the industry start out about 3 cents per source word up to, in very specialized fields, up to 15 cents. I think that a halfway in that scale, in that range, would be quite reasonable for a beginner translator to do. How many words can he do per day, per month, per year, is up to how he markets his own qualities and his own possibilities as a translator.
Right. And does the rate change after working in the industry after 7 to 10 years, or do you think you should still charge the same amount, 3 to 15 cents a word, depending on the field?
It depends on how his client list is. If he has permanent clients and those are recurrent translation assignments, I think that he can increase his rate. But as I said before, it is a very competitive industry, so that it has to estimate how much he can rise and still be competitive.
Right.
So I think that it's something that it's a permanent synchronization, how the demand is and what he can offer, what he or she can offer. But I think that it's really a very interesting field to get into for young people.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And for you, Ignacio, what is the most appealing thing about working as a translator?
It's always something new. It's always something challenging. It's always something that gets your brains really to work. I think that that's the most challenging thing, and always try to deliver the best quality you can produce. I think the translation is a lot of patience and 110% brains.
Right. Yeah, quality of translation, I think it's very important for someone to succeed in this industry, huh?
Very, very important.
Right.
I think that's your presentation card, and always try to have it at the highest standard that you can manage.
Right. And do you have like 1, 2, 3 tips for translation professionals who want to have a very successful career in the translation industry?
Well, I think that one of the things that I learned late, but I'm trying to take an advantage now, is to get certified as soon as possible, which makes you much more competitive.
Right.
The other one is to study the languages as much as you can.
Right.
And to practice a lot, when I started out, I started translating poetry, and I had many of my works published. Just for the pleasure of translating. And another tip would be to really study the market and to be very patient.
Right. That makes sense. And what do you think that it's the number one most costly mistake that you have made within your translation career that you could share with others to help them avoid making the same mistake? Does anything come to mind?
I think that one of the most terrible mistakes is receiving more than what you can do on times set by the clients. Overloading yourself, thinking that you will be able to manage the amount of work.
Right. So you don't overload yourself.
I would advise any young translator to avoid overbooking oneself.
Right.
Work.
Right, because of those deadlines that you talked about, if you overload yourself with lots of work, you're not going to be able to deliver the work that you promised. That's right.
And that's the easiest way that you will lose a client.
That's correct. Perfect. And I have one last question here for you. Many professionals pay a few hundred dollars to complete the Certified Translation Professional, the CTP program. And I was wondering if you had any one last piece of advice you could provide or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. So Ignaz, do you have a $400 piece of advice that you could provide to everyone listening today?
Well, I really have been thinking about this question, and it's hard for me to.
Right.
I don't think I have a $400 question, but I think that what I said before is very important, and I think that your program offers a great opportunity, especially for translators who are starting out and who don't have the experience nor the funds for more costlier programs that are offered sometimes online.
Right.
Become certified as soon as possible, and to accumulate one CV with most academic stuff that they can have on hand. And I think that a certification program such as yours is a very good opportunity for most translators all over the world.
That's perfect. Well, Ignacio, thank you very much for sharing that with us today.
It was for me a pleasure, and I'm very happy to participate in your program. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.